From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. House and Senate negotiators have reached an agreement that will make permanent most provisions of the USA Patriot Act. If that headline sounds familiar, it is. The same lawmakers made the same announcement last month. Final passage was stalled by disagreement over measures to protect civil liberties. Today's announcement could face the same fate. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, many lawmakers remain profoundly unhappy about the final deal, and at least one is threatening a filibuster.
The agreement announced today has something for everyone to hate. As Senate Judiciary Chairman Arlen Specter put it,
This is not a perfect bill.
Since the last Patriot Compromise was announced in November, Specter has tried to coax House Republicans into embracing his civil liberties protections. Specter emphasized that he got many of the things that he and his Senate colleagues wanted. The controversial library provision, which allows the FBI access to any business record, has been changed utterly, Specter said. No longer will FBI agents be able to obtain those records by simply saying they're needed for a terror investigation.
The conference report now requires a judge to review a statement of facts. And the court has to be satisfied that these records are relevant to a terrorism investigation.
Specter also trumpeted his success in winning a four-year sunset for some of the most controversial powers of the act, provisions for roving wiretaps, which allow investigators to follow terror targets from phone to phone, will be up for congressional renewal once again in 4 years, not in 7 or even 10 years, as the House side had wanted. The same goes for the library provision and for another section that allows investigation of lone wolf terrorists who are not connected with a major group. The Justice Department applauded the overall agreement today, but Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez said he thought he was ready to be freed from the oversight that comes with sunsets.
We've had the Patriot Act for 4 years. People have seen how the Department of Justice has been very responsible in exercising the authorities under the Patriot Act. And for that reason, we've suggested that a sunset would not be appropriate.
The administration initially wanted a straight renewal of the act, but gradually agreed to modifications in order to pass a bill that could be called bipartisan. Now, after months of negotiations and failed agreements, the House and Senate are preparing to pass a bill that is anything but.
I cannot sign the conference report in its current form.
Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, ranking member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, helped craft the USA Patriot Act in 2001. He's been pushing for changes that the administration just would not buy. So even though Leahy got the shorter sunset periods he wanted, he's still uneasy. Leahy says the current compromise would allow the FBI to search business records of people, even if they have no proven connection to terrorism.
Senate bill would require at least some connection to a suspected terrorist or a spy. That's out.
Other Democrats have taken up the battle cry. Democrat Russ Feingold, the only senator to vote against the Patriot Act in 2001, has even vowed to mount a filibuster. Senator Specter said he did not think that effort would succeed, but the threat has given a second wind to civil liberties groups hoping for further refinements on language regarding national security letters. These secret subpoenas have been issued in large numbers to get business records. The ACLU's Lisa Graves says the new compromise language allows the Justice Department to prevent the recipient from talking about these orders.
Any assertion by the federal government that there's a national security interest or even diplomatic relations must be treated as conclusive by the court, meaning it cannot be rebutted, meaning the gag order cannot be overcome.
Lawmakers have until New Year's Eve to pass something, or else 16 Patriot Act powers will disappear. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.